Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 996 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. Guys, we are very, very close to episode 1,000. We have another winner today from the contest that's been going on since episode 900. We're announcing every day this week a brand new winner at the end of every episode, and unfortunately, you cannot enter anymore, but for those of you who did enter, make sure you stick around to the end. We're giving away a $1,000 gift card every day this week as a thank you and a lead-in to episode 1,000, where we have a very, very important announcement to make related to the future of this podcast. Sweet. Now, here's today's question from Wazwan.
Hey there, Pat. Hope you're doing well. I have a question for you about monetization. So I go around visiting different restaurants about 1 to 2 times a week. When I visit, I log everything from how the food tastes to the atmosphere of the restaurants. I also take pictures of the food, and then I post my thoughts and pictures onto Instagram and provide honest reviews. All the restaurants I visit are halal certified, so it's within a niche. I've been doing this for a little while. I've also built up an audience of about 500 people at the moment. So my question is, reviewing restaurants something monetizable? I've had the idea of adding recipes, but to be honest, I'm not the greatest at cooking. So personally, for me, that's not the best of ideas. So I'd like to know, what do you think?
Hey, Roswin, thank you so much for the question today. I appreciate it. You know, it's cool when I hear people doing things like this where they are making a sort of a business or building an audience out of things that they do already. You know, food reviews is something that I've had a number of people ask me about. And personally, you cannot make money necessarily from the food reviews themselves. It's much like a blog. You can't make money from just the blogging that you do unless somebody either A, pays you to do it, or B, pays to get access to it. Right. So you can, let's talk about that last one, pay to get access to it. So you could, for example, have exclusive reviews that are of certain restaurants that people would want to know about, and you'd pay them to see it. Now, in most cases, especially for things like this, like reviews for things, then you would be holding yourself back from building an audience, because that's why people are coming to you. They're coming for these reviews, and that might upset the people who are getting them for free, and they're going to be like, whoa, do I need to pay for this? Like, you can do that if there's some differentiation. For example, when people offer some online course that goes beyond the original blog content that they have, but you had thought of creating something like a guide for recipes or books or things like that, that's not going to go very well, because people who are looking to eat out at these restaurants, who are looking at these reviews, they're going to eat out. They're not going to want to cook. I mean, maybe they would if it's for a certain kind of food, like you said, which, you know, there's an opportunity there. But you can utilize the audience that you've built to, you know, validate whether that's true or not. But I would guess that that's not going to be a good sell. But let's talk about A. You can get people to pay to be reviewed. You know, bloggers get paid by companies or get offered numbers of things from companies to do these paid reviews or sponsored posts, and you can do something similar. Now, you'll need to be honest with your audience about the fact that, you know, a restaurant has either invited you to come in to do a review or had paid you to write a review or whatever. But that's one way, another way to generate some sort of revenue is not from your readers of these reviews, but from the restaurants themselves. You can create something like a directory, for example, and maybe you review some of these restaurants for free, but if they wanted a premium review from you, which includes videos and other things that would likely convince a person who is part of your audience, and you have this email list now, which is growing, this could help it grow even further. You can have like video reviews that, again, that restaurant would pay you to do that would allow your audience to see, wow, even more that this is something I should get involved with. So you can have a certain kind of content that's related to a restaurant that's for the purposes of better showing off and better reviewing these restaurants that would pay you for that. You could also utilize this platform for the promotion of other things. I mean, so there's advertising. I mean, that's a form of advertising, like these sponsored things. A directory is another way to do it. You could also do, you know, product advertising for things outside of the restaurant space. But what else is in and around those areas that likely maybe people who find your review, you also show them how to have a nice night at the theater next to that restaurant or something like that. So you kind of have to think out of the box a little bit. But the reviews themselves directly, just like how, you know, writing blog posts is, it's not going to work. You have to use this as a platform to then either connect a business to a customer or a business to a business, or to, you know, it's going to be a little bit difficult at first. It's going to take time, but it's also going to take you going out there and reaching out and just seeing what can happen. You'll never know unless you ask. So why don't, for the next restaurant that you reach out to that you're going to do a review, say, hey, I have this site, I have this audience, and this is what I do. For this number of dollars, I'll do a video review and, you know, also publish some, you know, more images than I do usually and send an email out, so we can hopefully get more people to your restaurant. That's something they would pay for, because they would want to get traffic and people who have trust with you to go to their restaurant. Another thing you can do is more event type stuff. So maybe you do these reviews and then you say, hey, once a month we're going to go out. All you have to do is pay $100 and we'll all get together. We'll all have a good time. You know, maybe $100 is too much, but you know, maybe you work a deal with these restaurants and have people pay a certain amount of money to come and be a part of the community, and you just rent out the restaurant for a day and everybody creates a review about it, which would be beneficial to the restaurant owner, but beneficial to you too, because you're making a little bit of profit from the people who are coming to these events. I'm just thinking out of the box, but Roswan, hopefully that's helpful and gives you some inspiration there and gets your gears going. Thank you so much for the question. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And thank you once again for listening to Ask Pat. I'm looking at the dates here that this episode will go live. I will have just come back from, because I record these ahead of time, I will have just come back from London and will likely be maybe a little bit jet lagged. But if you connect with me on Twitter, you can let me know that you heard this. And also, of course, I'm going to announce the winner for the contest for today, right after this quote from Margaret Mead. Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has. All right, today's winner, we had Chris yesterday, Chris Jean yesterday. And like I said, I will be emailing the people who won the Amazon $1,000 gift card. Again, we're doing one every day this week. So today, Tuesday, November 14th, is somebody named Tim, and the email address starts with AIW. I'm not going to give the rest of it away. But again, like I said, I will have emailed you already. So congratulations to Tim. There were a lot of Tims, actually, but it's a Tim whose email address starts with AIW because I don't have the last name. But I will have emailed you already. So if you didn't win yet, don't worry. We still have three more chances this week, and then the big episode 1000, coming this coming Monday. So make sure you subscribe if you haven't already. Thank you so much. Congratulations to Tim, and we'll pick another winner tomorrow. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.